Day for Life is the day in the Catholic Church's calendar when we celebrate the dignity of the human person, from conception to natural death. In England and Wales, it's celebrated on the last Sunday of July. For this podcast, we speak to a religious sister who has dedicated her life to nursing, in particular, looking after sick and retired priests.
I'm Sister Clement Doran, and I'm an Augustinian sister. I've been working in the Diocese of Westminster for the past 10 years. My community is the Augustinian Sisters of the Mercy of Jesus, and we were founded, strange enough, by Cardinal Wiseman. And he was very concerned in those early days, especially after the Reformation, you know, the restoration of the hierarchy. And he was looking for a community that would care for the sick, because he was very concerned about the mentally ill and no care at that time. So he knew a priest who was working in Belgium, a man called Father Peter Mays. And so Father Peter Mays is our founder. He came over from Belgium and he founded a place down to build a hospital in Sussex. And St. George's Retreat was built in 1856 and named after St. George's Cathedral here in Southwark, because there was no Westminster and there was no Arundel and Brighton in those days. So the sisters, they set out there and they set up the hospital. And from that, we founded other branches in Brighton and Scotland and Plymouth and Ireland, various smaller houses for to care for the sick. But St. George's Retreat is our, we have, in recent years, we've focused everything and we have 360-bed nursing homes on site. And we're referred to as Augustinian care. So my background is nursing and care of the sick. I qualified in psychiatric care and general nursing many years ago. Cardinal Murphy O'Connor then invited us when he was made the Archbishop of Westminster, and he invited us for to come and work in the diocese with an outreach to other things. So what he wanted me to do really was to care for our retired priests, and I've been on the team full time for 8 years.
You were the first woman, weren't you, to be on the team, and what does your work involve on a day-to-day basis?
I was the first woman on the team. At that time I was replaced by a man called Father Bert Haynes. What does my work entail from day to day? Every day is different. Every day is different. I mean, I visit our priests in various nursing homes throughout the diocese. Like, we have priests retired with the Sisters of Nazareth. We have priests retired in Stoke Newington. Down in Vauxhall we have priests. We have St. Vincent's in Pinner. So I visit all these nursing homes where we have priests, on certainly on a monthly basis. There's a group of priests who work with me on the Sick and Retired Committee. As a team, we work together, but my main concern really is for placing our priests, the various stages of care, like that when they first retire, where they're going to live, have they got their own accommodation, is accommodation in the diocese. And of course, you know, they have choices about this, and we have pre-retirement courses, and about 2 to 3 years before they retire, before they reach the age of 75, when most priests retire, but they needn't necessarily retire at 75 if they're in good health and it's all right with the bishop. It's not necessary for them to retire, if, as I said, if they're in good health. And they have a choice of where they want to live or what they want to do. And then I have to watch the various stages then, along as they're living and they're independent. And then they, when they need care, they have independent care, or they may have care coming into where they're living. I mean, at the moment, there are several priests who have a care package in place, several priests with care. And then if that doesn't work and they feel that, you know, it's not sufficient, they move into care home. And I deal with the local authorities, so I'm very often, you know, going to see the discharge team. So every day is different.
And that sort of leads me on to the next question of what motivates you, what drives you, why do you get up in the morning?
You know, first of all, I'm an Augustinian sister. You know, that's been my life. You know, I chose when I was 21 that I wanted to do something different with my life. And I love these people. I love visiting them, and I, you know, I like people, and certainly to make them as comfortable and as that they can live life to the full and have a choice, as I said, where they live and what they want to do.
Well, this year's Day for Life is focusing on care of the elderly and care of the sick and the importance of caring for the sick. And it's using the words of Pope Francis when he speaks particularly of the need to care for all, and especially the most vulnerable and the sick. You've shared many stories about the extraordinary priests who have cared for people all of their lives. How is the transition from caring for others to being cared for in terms of the priests who are now in various different homes or have different care packages across the diocese?
It depends on, you know, some of our priests, like, even though they come to 75 and they retire, it's not the end, like, you know, some of them are very, very involved in, you know, and doing supply work. And like this, a priest at a funeral that I was at on Monday, this priest, he, when I mentioned to the parish priest that I said, oh, I said, he used to help out in the parish. He said, help? He said, he did the work of two curates. He said he was involved in everything. He said he came here for 9 o'clock Mass, and he said he never let his right hand know what his left hand was doing. He said he wouldn't tell me that he had been to Ballyroan and said Mass at 7:30, or that he had been down to the people with special needs for to take communion to people who that weren't able to get into Mass. So, you know, it is, it depends on it. Every priest, like some people find it, priests probably find it very hard, but others do it gradually and, you know, make themselves busy. Some of them go to hospitals and visit. And even our priests that are retired in care homes, they find a way outside. Sometimes it's hard to find them at home. You go to visit and they're gone out on the 108 bus, or they're gone somewhere else, or gone on the 24. And I know that a priest yesterday, when I was visiting University College Hospital, one of our retired priests came in to see the priest that I was visiting. And because I'm not able to get there today, he's going. And he's 81. And Canon Louis Thomas is another one of our priests who is celebrating 70 years a priest. I visited Canon Peter Phillips now. He's in recent years, he's not able, but I visited him for his 91st birthday, thinking he'd have nobody to see him in the nursing home, because we'd had a big party for his 90th birthday. And there was a queue into him for his 91st birthday, and people coming with cards and presents to him. And priests visit, priests' friends, and lots of the younger priests visit our retired priests. I think that's something that I, you know, admire our young priests for. They all seem to have a role model of a priest that they knew in the past and that they're, that was good to him.
Another story about a priest who was living in a care home who received a special visitor one day.
Oh, yes. And he, when the priest went to visit him, he was in the day room in his dressing gown saying Mass for all the residents. So this very eminent priest hadn't time to wait. So he went and he came back on Tuesday. And when he went to visit him on Tuesday, he was hearing there was a queue of 20 people on the corridor waiting for confession. And so he tried to break the queue to get in to see him. He walked up to the front of the queue and proceeded to go into the room. And an old lady put him back to the back and said, you know, the queue is at, you're back to the back for the queue. So that's how some of our priests approach retirement, and that, you know, some probably find it harder. Other priests like to be quiet and to be alone and maybe not have, you know, just like their own space. And that's fine too. But I think the diocese, we do the best we can for our retired priests. And everybody's different, and everybody must have choices. I think that's a big thing, and that we must support them. And we look after their pastoral care as well, you know, as I say, and get them back in for different things that are happening at the cathedral or what's happening around the diocese in various things.
What would you say to somebody listening to your interview, whether that person's a priest or whether that person's a parishioner or whether that person is just somebody that follows Day for Life? What would you say if they're worrying about growing old, if they're worrying about getting sick, if they're worried about what's going to happen to them in the future?
I speak really on behalf more of the diocese and the people that I deal with and the people that we have in our care homes down in Sussex, where I visit every week. I would say that there is no need to worry. I really feel from going in and out of hospitals and care homes that people are looked after, that they're lovely people. You know, we hear and we read and the media tells us all kinds of things. But I honestly feel that, you know, the care is there and that people are very concerned. So I would have all very positive things and very positive things to say about the NHS. I think you have to be patient. You know, sometimes people complain they have to wait so long in A&E. But, you know, on the whole, I think things are good.
Sister Clement Doran there, who looks after Westminster's sick and retired priests. If you'd like more information on Day for Life, please visit our website. That's www.dayforlife.org.